This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia is giving away free food to those in need during the coronavirus pandemic, but standard food pantry fare is not considered comfort food by everyone. So local immigrant-led organizations are branching out to give away food their communities crave. WHYY reporters Laura Benshoff and Robbie Broad have more on these efforts. Laura starts us off.
Ignacio Marcelo Flores is in his restaurant, Los Taquitos de Puebla Tres, in South Philadelphia, measuring out bags of rice. But this food won't end up in the mouths of his customers because he says there are very, very few people placing orders right now.
Poquito, hay muy poquito.
Flores's business is hurting, and he's had to lay people off, but he still wants to help others. He's part of a group filling hundreds of donation bags with culturally specific pantry staples. David Pina, owner of another Mexican restaurant, Tamalex, lists some of them off.
Muchos de la comunidad le gusta lo picante.
Jalapenos, because people may like spice, tomato puree, and oil.
Tomate, tenemos aceite.
The organization Filatinos Radio brought together a dozen local Mexican businesses to make this happen, some donating money to buy the food, others their time. Edgar Ramirez is the coordinator.
As the Mexican community, the Latino community, we want to help each
other.
He says many people he knows work in restaurants or construction, industries that have suffered during the shutdown. They may also not qualify for federal relief programs due to their immigration status, or may not know where to look for other forms of support. That's a pattern repeated across Philadelphia, a city where around 15% of people were born outside the United States.
Like, you know, there's definitely a language barrier.
That's Diana Wijojo, who with her family runs Hardina, an Indonesian restaurant also in South Philadelphia.
Not a lot of them know English, and, you know, they don't really know how to get access to those kind of resources.
She and other members of an Indonesian community group have done two food drives now, getting the word out through social media and different community channels. She says she was shocked when people started lining up 2 hours early.
We had to start early because I didn't want it to get too full. The line was like around the block.
Wijojo says those who came were excited to get fresh Asian vegetables like bok choy from a food pantry. My colleague Robbie Broad recently visited a different kind of food giveaway in Northwest Philadelphia featuring another kind of cuisine.
Win Tran is preparing boxed lunches filled with barbecue pork, radishes, and her personal favorite, kimchi.
And that's the vegetable cabbage. It's like delicious food. Yeah, that's a special kimchi.
Tran is cooking at Penn Asian Senior Services in East Oak Lane. Normally, it holds 700 senior citizens every day for food, medical appointments, and recreation. With the community center closed, they decided to bring food directly to their neediest members. Ken Yang is the center's managing director.
Many of them had been relying on our adult day center for their main meal. If they can't come out to partake of the meal, we're going to do our best to bring the meals to them.
The group now says it will provide a fresh Asian meal to any city resident over 65. Wearing a mask, Insuk Seol lugs a box packed with Korean meals through a nearby senior living home. She's the center's director and is one of the people doing delivery.
For Korean people, not eating Korean food is more difficult to stay home.
She knocks on the door of one of her members, and it's clear that this effort is as much about food as it is community. The woman is excited to see Insuk and welcomes her inside to catch up. Robbie Broad,
Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.